Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Glam program, folks. I want to start off tonight talking about Terry Schindler's death and her life for a little bit. She had great value, as all of us do. Sounds like a very ordinary person like me when I think about it, you know, and perhaps like some of you. But we have great value in the sight of God. I think that most of us Americans would have preferred if the situation of her death had not become public because it was so unsettling. We're disturbed to see someone who is not ill but is badly injured slowly die of thirst and hunger. Most would prefer to have that hidden and be done quietly out of sight without our knowledge. But one thing that Terry did was make us realize that there are doctors, lawyers, judges, politicians, and even family members who would be so callous and evil as to take advantage of our youth, vigor, health, and not be equally treasuring of us when we were youthful, vigorous, and healthy. Most importantly, we're challenged to think about death and to think about life and think about culture in America today. I truly feel that probably the statement that captured what is going on the best of people that have written to me this day, I can't find it now. I've got so many messages from people here on my desk. I'll share it with you when I come across. Oh, here it is. I like the short one that Tom Simmons sent over to me. He said, "May God have mercy on us as a nation. I appeal to those of you who are angered by the Shivo Schindler killing to transform and project your anger into activism and get involved. We fight three enemies, tyranny, apathy, and resignation. Which of us belong in one of those categories?" Tom Simmons. Very good. Good brother of ours up here in Idaho. But I think the situation that hit the nail on the head the best was from Columbia Christians for Life. And I want to share that with you tonight. But I want to go to the phone lines here. Tonight, I really, truly need to hear from you, my fellow Americans out there. So we're going to start with Cynthia tonight in Tennessee. Cynthia in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay, I guess.
Well, I guess we're not doing okay, are we, after today? I had the opportunity. I was in Florida this past week, and I was actually just a few miles from Pinellas Park, where Terry Schindler was. And down there in Florida, of course, there's the news broadcasts are more so, you know, televising what was taking place more than they were in Tennessee. I pray for the soul of Michael because of what he has done, and he will have to face his maker. And her death, in my opinion, it was murder. I look at people that have done some terrible things. We keep people on death row, and we feed them, and we give them education. And at their last meal, they get a choice of what they want. And here is a lady who had she didn't get a chance to say anything because of her condition. And she had someone else acting on her behalf. And I don't see, the woman may have been in a state where she was unable to answer for herself, but she was still breathing. God had life in her. And to see somebody do what they did, it unnerves me. And I pray for the people of this nation who have done these things and allow these things to happen.
Cynthia, did you hear her mom and dad say when they were chased out of the room? Well, I guess it was the attorney that was in there with them at the time, Mrs. Weller. I believe that was the name. She says that when whoever it was came into the room and said mom and dad, and the attorney would have to leave, her friends would have to leave, Terry's face was kind of shocked, and they came in to pull her tubes, and she started crying. And was very emotional because she knew it was coming, and this is what her mom and dad said. So,
and I think I mean, with the young man that was her husband, I mean, I have a very dear friend of mine whose wife was in a terrible car wreck many years ago, and she was left in a vegetative state for a long time, many, many years, for about 7 years. And he loved her dearly, and he stayed with her, and he would have never in a million years done anything to harm her. And they told him the same thing. She'll never come out of it. She'll never come out of it.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that doctors are good, okay? Doctors heal. doctors heal through the power of God is how they heal. God is the one that does the healing. He just works through their hands. They don't know everything. So this young girl, finally, I mean, he went to the parents and he told, I will never leave her, you know, and he loved her dearly. And the parents said, we grant you and we love you and we are telling you that if you want to go ahead and go on with your life, we will never hold it against you to divorce this girl and go ahead with your life. You're very young. He was in his 20s.
Yes.
And he didn't really want to, but he did. And he went ahead, and about 6 years later, she came out of it. She still doesn't know that she was ever married. She doesn't remember that. But she lay there. She was on a feeding tube. She breathed on her own. There was brain activity. And to see Terry, I want to call her Schindler, to see her lying there, and her mouth moved, her eyes blinked, she has tears. She was as much human as any of us. I'm driving down the road. She's as much human as I was.
Yes.
And I am. And to see somebody else have that right to do that to her when she didn't have any say-so in the matter. I was listening to a show a few moments ago, and there was a woman on this talk show, and they were talking about this, and she made a comment about God will take you. God is the only one that can just take you. And she is, by the way, she was not a Christian. She was debating with another woman about Judgment Day, and she said, the only judgment we're facing is oppression. And I wanted so badly to call in and tell her there is a thing of free will. I do believe in my Maker. My Maker, He made me, and He will take me home one day. But I don't test Him, and you're not to test Him. If I'm driving down the road at 70 miles an hour and I have a car wreck and it is the time that God has set the time for me to come home, that's fine. But if I'm driving down the road at 120 and I decide I want to drive into the back of a truck, God gave me that free will.
Yeah.
I'm not going to test Him and say, okay, God, look, I'm going to drive into the back of that truck and I believe you can save me. I'm not going to die.
Yeah. Thank you, Cynthia, for your thoughts today. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Lord bless you now. Okay. Walt in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Walt. What would you have to say today?
Well, I'll keep it short, Jack, because I know there'll be a lot more calling in. I want to commend you and thank you for your efforts on behalf of Terry. It is such a terrible thing. And when that Judge Greer signed that paper giving permission to withdraw her tube, he signed her death warrant. That's my complete feeling on it, and it's outrageous. That's okay. All I have to say, Jack. Carry on. Thank you.
Lord bless you, Walt. Yes, you're absolutely right, brother. Outrageous. Outrageous. Okay, Nicole in Texas. Welcome to the program, my dear.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling because I had a question, and some of the callers, you know, after me will probably be able to answer it. But, you know, am I missing something? Or wasn't it her choice to, God forbid, should she ever have gotten in that state, which sadly she did, which was, as we all know, very tragic. Wasn't that her choice?
No, my dear. According to others who talked to Michael, for example, a nurse by the name of Trudy, who was on just one example, she was on with Greta Van Susteren on Fox News the other night, and she knew Michael very well and was with Michael quite some time, months and months and months, during the time that Terry was first disabled. And he told her twice that they never talked about disability between each other. He told her that twice, that they never, ever talked about those things. But after he got the money some 6 years later, all of a sudden he remembered that she did tell him she wanted to die. So hold on, Nicole. We'll be right back, okay? Hang on.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. It gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Okay, folks, let's go right back here. Just a minute. Nicole, if you can hang on a minute, we've got a guy that's got to fly. He just got a second with us here. Alex Jones, welcome to the program. I was just talking to Nicole about what we know about the seriousness and sincerity of her husband, Michael. And yesterday you called in and mentioned something very important you might share with Nicole there, Alex.
Well, Jack, I appreciate you having me on 2 days in a row. Obviously, I'm very upset about everything that's happened, the torture and murder of Terry Schiavo, the 10 years of sensory deprivation, worse than what POWs and people in solitary confinement face, stuff that kills grown men. So I just wanted to call in for a second because I'm ducking into a meeting here. But the point I wanted to make is everybody forgets this. I have copies of it. We don't just have the affidavits of two nurses and two doctors and all these other people. Michael Cockroach Schiavo went into the civil court when he won $1 million, and he argued, I need to be able to take care of her for 50 years. Her rehabilitation is going well. She was able to walk with people's aid.
That's right.
She was able to say, mommy, hello, help me, potty. She waved at people. She liked to hang around outside her room with the nurses and jabber with the women. She was getting a lot better. And as soon as he got that money, he tricked the family into signing over their rights to him. And then he said, lock her up in the dark and do all this to her. And the mainstream media has absconded with the truth and lied to where poor people like Nicole don't know the true story. Final point. To know what a monster he is, it's now being reported and it's admitted that as of last night, when they knew she was dying, going into convulsions, Michael Schiavo kicked the family out and would not allow them to be with her when she died. Now, that's how nice this guy is. That's it, and that's all I wanted to say. God bless. I rest my case.
Thank you, Brother Alex. Thank you. Well, Nicole, come back on here, and I want you to be able to finish up. Go right ahead, my dear. I did want to say to you, though, that we have a lot of evidence and facts here before us, witness testimony, that Michael was a scoundrel. This nurse, Trudy, said that he had told her when they were driving around town, he told her twice that he didn't know what to do with her because they had never discussed ever being disabled like this together, and so he had no idea. But as Alex said, once he got that money that he prayed and he just argued with the court and he told the court he had to care for her for 50 years, rehabilitation therapy and treatment to make her better, once he got that money, the door closed on her place. He told the parents they could only come in 1 hour a day, and he had a guard on the room so they couldn't do anything to help her. He put the window shade down, turned off her music that she loved, wouldn't let her have religious ceremonies anymore. Her wheelchair was broken. He wouldn't fix it, so she never left her room again. And
you know,
it seems like that he was torturing her, hoping that she would die.
Why then the judge decided to sign the paper to take her feeding tube out?
Yes, that's right, and that's a long, long story. I have piles and piles of files here on my desk about the collusion between the sheriff, Sheriff Rice, between the lawyer, who's a member of the death cult, the largest death cult in America, George Fellows, and the judge, and Michael Schiavo. And it's really interesting, the intertwining relationships they had together. We don't still have all the facts, but they definitely had a relationship together.
Oh, okay. So y'all are basically working off kind of like a conspiracy theory here.
Well,
so no one really knows.
I don't know. I think it was collusion for a number of reasons. There was a lot of money being made by this hospice, which the sheriff and George Fellows and others were on, where they were bringing in people into their hospice that they were the directors of and bringing people
in there.
Let me finish up, Nicole, here. They were bringing people into the hospice for long-term care, and according to the laws of the state, hospice is for people that will soon die, and they were milking the system, Medicare, Medicaid, and they're under indictment right now for $14 to $18 million that they were milking out of hospice through these programs of bringing people in that were not dead, are not going to die, and getting all this Medicare money. So there's a lot more going on there, Nicole, that we don't even understand right now that I think and pray will come out sometime in the future.
Yeah. My comment, though, is just that, you know, I've been listening a lot to this radio station and to other conservative Christian talk shows and the like, and I find it interesting that, you know, you guys are Christians, but you're condemning this man who the law is on his side, and you guys don't even know the facts. And more so, you know, this was a terrible tragedy, and it's obviously a very, very personal issue, but everyone is sticking their nose in it, saying what they should have done or what they think they were, you know, should have done, but nobody knows. And to comment on what the woman said earlier, God did not have life in her, because when we took the feeding tube out, she died. So obviously there was no life in her. So there kind of goes that argument. But that's really just my point, something for y'all to kind of cook on.
Well, that's incredible, incredible, Nicole. But it's good to hear from somebody with your point of view. So thanks for calling in. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye bye now. Incredible, folks. Incredible. We don't have the facts, but Nicole does. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Tommy, Gail, and anybody else that'd like to call in tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Tommy, in just a minute, I just want to say to Nicole, if you're listening in, that, you know, the last statement you made there, a number of statements, you talked about us not having the facts, and obviously you have the facts. You said that there was no life in her, obviously, because they took out the feeding tube and she died. Well, you know, that's water and food for 13 days, so I don't know, Nicole, what you expected. But after 13 days, there was no life left in her. But let's go to Tommy now in Texas. Tommy, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to say, first off, Officer McGlam, God bless you for the way that you've taken up the cause of Terry and the way you've made it, you know, just you've brought her case and her issues to the forefront, and I just think it's wonderful what you've done.
I wish we could have done more, Tommy. You
know, yes.
We lost that one, and it reminds me of the old statement, we have the kind of government we deserve. Tommy, remember that old saying?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And another thing I wanted to say, just I think that with this whole sorry episode, I think this country has turned a very dark and terrible corner. And it's one of those things that makes me fear for the future. And I just hope and pray that enough of us can maintain optimism and courage to keep going in the future to fight against things like this. One thing that, I understand what Nicole was saying. I've heard, people in the mass media saying it for quite some time. But, my gosh, for somebody who had no life in her, how many people, how many of us could last for 13 days without food or water? I don't think I'd want to try it, and I'm a healthy person. And just one of these things, just my final point, and then I'll let other callers get in on this. Just one final point. Nicole might understand that she might feel like she really has a grip on the issues at this point, but with this dark and terrible corner that we've turned with this Terry Schindler episode, the point could come in her life where she looks back on this and thinks, oh my gosh, what was I thinking back then?
I think that's exactly true, Tommy. You bring up good points, and the fact is, this is going to be revisited in all of our lives, this euthanasia movement. And so
those
that have not stood up and spoke out and come to Terry's aid will be looking back, just like you say, and say, my God, why didn't I stand up when I could speak out?
That's right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call. And once again, God bless you for what you tried to do. I think it was a wonderful thing. And I look forward to hearing your show for many years to come.
Well, thank you, brother, and that was real nice of you to say that. And I can just imagine, Tommy, you were involved too, so thanks for all you did too, brother, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Gail in Tennessee. Gail in Tennessee,
good evening,
welcome,
Jack,
to the program.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, considering.
Yeah, considering.
I'm here in the back or something like that.
I know, I don't have anything on, though.
Okay.
Basically, this is a satanic ritual, a cult sacrifice. That's a big deal to have her cremated. That, even in the last part of they won't give even the family the dignity of having her body, which is the Catholic tradition of having her body buried. They don't believe in cremation. This is the last dig at the family, but this is all, it's a ritual. I was involved in that horrendous lifestyle of the people that are in it. And they are a cult of death, nothing more. And I'm telling everybody right now, they're up to something big, and that's why they need these sacrifices. And it is by no coincidence, because I don't believe in coincidences. All of a sudden we have the Pope getting ready to die, too.
Yes.
I mean, this is like two in one day.
Yes.
And it stands for almost like the two witnesses. I mean, there's something to this. I think then what has been going on while the media has been focusing on the Terry Schiavo Schindler thing and all the circus hype with all of it, and what's been going on behind us that we don't know that they've been secretly and quietly pumping in behind all of this.
Well, they have been very active.
We've
got three carrier groups now heading towards Iran and Syria as we speak right now, Gail. So they're getting ready for a lot of things.
Exactly.
So I want to ask you something, Gail.
Uh-huh.
The husband, 10 minutes before she died. Now,
yes.
Listen to this. Colonel Bo Greitz brought it up on his show today, and I never thought about it, but I think it's a good question. And you, having been involved in the rituals and paganism at one time, answer this for me.
Yes.
13 days she lasted.
Right.
Her husband sends the mom and dad and everybody out of the room, and 10 minutes later, he sends everybody out, and 10 minutes later, she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
On the 13th day. Does that mean anything to you, Gail?
Absolutely. 13 is a very important number to the occult, because they operate off of numbers, just like 9/11. Then you have the Spain train bombings, 3/11. Numbers are power. 13 is their most powerful number.
Yes, very interesting.
Because in a coven of witches, you have 13.
Uh-huh.
That's how they do their magical. That's how they do the sacrifices and stuff.
Right.
Okay?
Very good.
I'm even getting chills talking about this.
Well, this is interesting because I hadn't thought about it, but he had sent the nurses out of the room twice before that the nurses attest to, and every time he sent them out of the place and shut the door, he came out of there, and she was in a death grip from something that was the nurses say was injected into her. Now 10 minutes, or at one time during the time early this morning, he sent the parents away, sent the nurses out, sent everybody out, shut the door. 10 minutes later, she's dead on the 13th day. So it's something to think about, isn't it, Gail?
It is, and I think that everybody, if you really want to know what the Scientology church is about, Google it on one of the search engines.
Yeah.
And read a lot of the articles that are there. There's some really good information that you can ascertain from those specific sites. And it talks about Scientology, which is just a nice, neat little package to call it Satanism.
Interesting, Gail. Thank you so much. And
have a good evening.
Call back
and
again.
May God bless us all, because we're going to need it in these days and times ahead.
Yes, I just wonder if God will bless us, because I was just going to say,
He'll bless his remnant.
Yeah, I've got a letter here from the Columbia Christians for Life, and they say that Terry's precious life was taken from her by the consent of the Christians in America.
That's right.
Back and let it happen.
Because the Christians have been deceived.
Yes, I don't know. God is not going to bless America, I don't believe, but maybe his remnant he will.
Well, we're into the judgment now.
That's true, Gail. Thanks so much. Lord
bless you. God
bless
us.
All right. Rebecca in Idaho. Welcome to the program, Rebecca.
Hi, Jack.
Good to have you on.
Oh, you sound far away all of a sudden.
I sound far away?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened. I'm still in the same spot.
All I wanted to say is I hope Nicole is still listening, because I challenge her to go for that many days without food and water and really see how much life is left in her.
That's true.
I don't really think there would be a whole lot left in her, and we could easily say, well, then it was worth it for her to, you know, to die, because there wasn't any life left in her when you quit feeding her and watering her.
That's
and I
right.
pity her if this is the way that young people think in America today. God help us.
God
you know?
Help us. That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that. You know, I mean, it's one thing if somebody has a right to die. I think if they say they want to die and they don't want to be kept alive artificially, but food and water is not being kept alive artificially.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's one thing for them to exercise their own right to die and to quit eating and drinking. It's an entirely different matter for somebody else to exercise that right to die over them.
Absolutely. Well,
anyway,
I appreciate that, Rebecca.
I hope she's listening, and I really hope that she starts looking into this and that maybe the Lord will change her heart and change her mindset.
Yes, there's so much fact, so much evidence. I'm sitting here with literally, I'm surrounded by reams of paper of documents and testimony and witness statements here at our police association. And I'll tell the Nicoles out there, if they think that this was just that easy, that this young lady wanted to die and her sweet husband was just fulfilling her wishes, they better get out the books and information and do the research we've been doing here for 2.5 weeks that shows that that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate
Thank you
calling in. Hope you'll call back again. Okay, let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, Mr. McFadden. This is Tom from the Expos.
Oh, yeah, Tom. How are you doing,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, well, I'm down here in the Capitol in the thick of things here.
Listen, I want to tell you thank you for all you've been doing to keep us informed, because I listen to Colonel Bo almost every day, and you call in.
Right.
And you've done a marvelous job at keeping him up
well,
to date and all
I just
of us.
Am not,
so thank
I'm,
you for that.
Well, I'm just not inclined to take this meeting down. This is my state, you know, and they weren't going to do this to this woman without hearing from me and getting an earful of me being on their case from the get-go.
Well, praise the Lord.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. I just say, you know, as believers, how dare we ask God to bless this country when we stood by and watched this woman be killed in such a sadistic fashion.
Tom, don't you think this was a test, another government test, to see if the people would rise up when they were torturing a young lady, a disabled young lady, to death? It almost seems like to me, brother, that this was a test.
Well, this will answer that question. This is what I wrote and sent out all over the Internet today. It's farewell, Terry Schiavo. We can only hope that you're in a much better place now. Eternally sorry for us letting you down, as we all did, especially your government, when you needed them most to do their duty to come to your rescue and failed. May your memory haunt them forever for playing politics with your life. for which we the people should hold them accountable, as well as George Greer and Michael Chabot, who will come to rue the day for their heartless crimes against you and humanity. This is what America gets for still supporting the mealy-mouthed, putrid politicians of both parties. First and foremost, the Bush brothers, for not stopping this judicial homicide tyranny, which was in the power of their hands, despite their cowardly cop-out claim otherwise, and for which Terry and her family paid an awful price. Such a dark stain on us all that we let this happen here. Will we also let these public officials get away with this too? With her death, any and all shred or vestige of decency or righteousness dies with her in America, as far as I'm concerned. A government that will not protect life is not fit to govern or rule us, and is destructive of that end as the Declaration of Independence state has forfeited or lost all credibility or legitimacy and merits no further support from us. May those in Pinellas Park and D.C., the district criminals government, be run out of town and office, as we witnessed in the Russian Republic last week. I, for one, will never again no longer cooperate or support this government, which is to blame and at fault for letting this most egregious public execution of a helpless woman occur on their watch, which renders them beneath contempt to me. This was a divine test of America's moral character, and we failed it miserably again, opting for the culture of death to Terry. We shall reap with just what we have sown and asked for sooner or later. What has become of us? Heaven help us all. Let justice be done for Terry now. We the people should all hang our head in shame for not rising up to stop this gross abuse of power. Far from proud to be an American, folks.
Tom, that's very, very good. And I do appreciate you writing that so well for all of us.
And, Jack, you have Richard Mack's phone number. Email it to me, will you?
I do, and I will email it to you.
Okay.
But will you send me an email?
Well, so you get... Well, you have. I sent you this one I just read to you today from.
Oh, you sent it to my email?
Uh huh.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. It's Sport 57 from Sport 57.
Sport 57. I got you.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
All right. Take care,
Jack.
Lord
bless you, brother, for all you've done down there for Terry and the nation in the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm just doing my part and speaking out. You know, that's the least I can do for my sister, Terry.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Lord bless you. Thank you so much. Man. Okay, we have Jennifer in California. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hello. Well, at first I was calling just to say thank you for all that you did.
Well, thank you, dear. Wasn't enough.
But I think those of us where our hearts are in the right place can take a little peace in knowing that even though in America we're no longer, you know, able to have a voice that doesn't fall on deaf ears in our legal system to get right and true justice, we can take peace in the fact that even though it's days of, you know, trouble and terror, that the judgment is coming.
It is.
The true judgment. So even though we couldn't get through to our justice system to provide judgment on these scoundrels, the big judge is coming soon, and they're not going to be able to avoid it. And they're going to be facing it head on. And
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jennifer. That's right. They're not going to be able to avoid judgment.
Nope. And over time, our country has slipped, unfortunately. And, you know, I can't blame God for not blessing America. But those of us that are right in our hearts will see judgment, even though we couldn't get it done, you know, within man anymore.
Yes. True, Jennifer. God is always just, and he will reward those for their deeds, the good deeds, and those who've done the evil deeds, that's for sure.
Yep, and as for poor Nicole, we were created to where we require food and water, and I don't know where the rationale came from that Christ can't be in there if she dies. Food wasn't there to keep her alive. And the law was on the side of Michael Chabot. That doesn't say anything. Just because he was backed by our legal system that is just tainted beyond all belief nowadays, it doesn't say anything.
That's right. You've got a good grasp of the situation, Jennifer. If the law, these evil, wretched, unrighteous laws were on his side, doesn't say much, does it?
Nope. I would say that he's not on the right side then.
Amen. Yeah. Well, Well, thank you, Jennifer, for calling in. We sure appreciate it. I hope you'll call back again.
Yes.
All right. Lord bless you. Oh, my goodness. We've got more calls coming in. Jimmy in Texas. Welcome to the program, Jimmy.
Hey, good evening, Officer Jack.
Good evening, my brother.
Well, I wanted to say, I guess, about Terry Schiavo real quick, to quote a man you're familiar with, probably Mr. Toots Mathis,
yes.
Gordon Call's former employer.
Sure, yeah.
If they had done that to one of my family, I'd have cut them up into little bitty pieces.
That's right.
I mean,
yes.
It's one thing, it's hard to believe that this could happen to someone, but, you know, everyone, this can happen to you, to your sister, or to your wife, or to your daughter, and people need to take notice of it. And by the way, something you might remember from when you were an adolescent, how many days was the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Very good, yes.
Yeah, 13, and there we see it again.
13 again.
I hear the music. Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother. Yes. Well, I have a rage inside of me, folks, a rage. I'm just trying not to show it. We'll be right back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Show my rage tonight. I'm an old warrior and an old cop, and I believe in justice, and I believe in righteous indignation and vengeance. And I'm kind of like Thomas Jefferson tonight, who said the tree of liberty from time to time must be watered with the blood of tyrants, and John Locke, who said that those that would come at him to take away his liberties, and in this case, Terry's life, he said it was lawful for me to treat him as one who had put himself into a state of war against me, and to kill him if I can, for to that hazard does he justly expose himself, whoever introduces a state of war and his aggressor in it. A state of war has been commenced against the American people. And so John Locke and Thomas Jefferson and many others knew about the rage within a person that is set upon by despots in their own government. But I want to have you speak because I don't want to show my rage tonight. So let's go to Lonnie in Canada. Lonnie, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, good evening, Officer McLam. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I hear the same thing in your voice tonight that I'm feeling, and I'm sure countless other people across the nation are feeling. And I'm up here in Canada, and I know many of us are as well, and deeply saddened by this and unbelievably frustrated and angry. And I guess my comment is these people are pushing us to the point where we have nothing. We're stripped of our dignity now, of everything. We have no voice. We have no means for recourse. We have no means for change. You know in your heart where this is going. You know that our only recourse left is to take arms. And I know that none of us wants this. None of us.
None of us want that.
Of course. And I don't advocate that. But clearly they're pushing us to this point where we have almost no choice.
I understand, Lonnie.
And I know you know what I'm talking about.
I sure do. Yeah.
What do we do here?
I think probably, Lonnie, I'm going to have greater composure tomorrow. I'm just not composed enough tonight to talk about what we should do. But let's get into that tomorrow, Lonnie. I want to see if I can gather a little bit more composure. I'm in quite a mess tonight.
I hear you.
I'll be talking about this more, and you can call in other times, too, and we'll discuss what we can do, okay?
Okay, thank you, Officer McLam.
Thank you, brother.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate the love that you have given Terry and to the nation for what you've been trying to do, and we're right there with you.
Thank you, brother.
Good night.
Okay, let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, welcome to the program. We're just about totally out of time, Terry. I just looked up at the clock. Can you say something real quick to us?
Well, I'll be back
on it tomorrow, so you could call in tomorrow, too, whichever you want to do.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll call back tomorrow. Let me say this, that Jack, righteous indignation is good. And I'm glad today I'm glad to hear the anger in people's voices, because this was an atrocity, in my opinion, what happened to this lady.
Absolutely.
And I just want to support you and your callers today. God bless the United States.
Yeah, I hope you'll call back, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Talk
a little
Dad.
More. And Mike in New York. Mike, I'm very sorry, brother, but I'll be back with you tomorrow. I hope you'll call back, okay? Got to get out of here, folks. This is a time for deep prayer. Talk to the Lord and talk to your family. And we've got a lot to think about in this country. This was a test, folks. This was a test on all of us, and we failed the test. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. God bless you, and good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.